Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Thank you so much for listening, especially this one. Appreciate you guys hanging in there. We missed a show last week. It was not ideal. Out of my hands. Thought, actually, the hiatus here for SI Media with Jimmy Traina might be a little bit longer, but we are up and running. Only missed one show, and I need to thank some people for that. SI Management, Minute Media Management, SI's new operator, were phenomenal in working hard to be able to get this podcast up this week. My producer, Shelby, who's not here this week, he'll be back in a couple of weeks, and some new colleagues, Hunter Armour. Can't thank all these people enough, because this would not have happened if a lot of people didn't do a lot of work they didn't need to do. I don't want to get into what's been going on with SI because it's so convoluted and drawn out. Most of what you read about the old operators of SI are true, so you can Google it if you want. But we've transitioned to a new operator, and it's been a miracle. We're able to just get up and running, and we only missed one show. So I thank all those people again, SI Management, Minute Media Management, Hunter Armour, all you guys for sticking by me. When I said there wouldn't be a podcast last week, the support was overwhelming. Heard from so many people. Was pretty blown away by it. So I can't thank you guys enough. And we're here. We're not going anywhere. We're rolling. SI, the magazine, Sports Illustrated, is still going. The website, SI.com, bookmark it. Our social channels are alive. The podcast is alive. And we have a sort of a new lease on life that's I'm really looking forward to. So whatever you've read about SI, don't believe it. We're here. We're not dead. We roll on. This podcast rolls on. And Sal's not here this week because we had some issues. We have to get him on board. And I wanted to do this one solo just to get it under the belt. Like I said, we've got a lot of people working here who don't really need to be working on the pod, doing me a favor. So wanted to make it easy for them. And I figured I'd reward everyone with an appearance from the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo from Sirius XM and First Take. So it'll be me and Doggy on this podcast. Sal will be back hopefully next week. And we are here after 1 week off, business as usual. And I cannot thank you guys enough for all of the support and messages over the past couple of weeks. And that's enough about all that. Let's do what we do. SI Media Podcast with Jimmy Traina, all right here, right now, with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. All right, joining me now, I had to have an A-list special top-notch guest for the first show back after a very brief hiatus for the SI Media Podcast. So I called on the Doggy.
It's great to be here, Jimmy. I thought that Buck and Aikman could be a good possibility. I also thought for you, Ian Eagle would be good if he wasn't traveling. I know you love Ian, and he's got his first Final Four. So
no, I wanted the Doggy.
I appreciate that. And anything for my fifth child and my fourth son, as I've told you a thousand times. Is this podcast now back, raring to go? Daily,
back,
weekly, what do we have here? Fill me in.
Back, raring to go, like nothing's happened. It was all stuff above me, management, ownership, operation stuff. We had a different operator. We have a new operator. The new operator is outstanding. The old operator is gone. They didn't make the transition easy. That's why we were down for a little bit.
How long were you down for?
I missed one podcast episode last week. And let me tell you, it killed me. I had Jeff Passan booked.
Oh, really?
And I had one of the WWE people, Paul Heyman, booked because WrestleMania is this weekend.
Yeah, Heyman's a big spot. I know we did that yesterday on the first take. Yes,
yeah. I had to cancel both of those guys because I couldn't do shows last week. My column's been down for about 2 weeks.
That's too bad. So you've had some. You're back in the mix. We need to have you there. You're very important. I read all of the SI, the baseball issue. Very good story on the Bucks by Chris Mannix. I'm going to read the article on the ACC commissioner I'm looking forward to. What's it, Phillips, whatever his name is.
Yep.
Looking for that. And I've been reading this. You know how much I read SI. Even and in this deleted one-month thing, I'm still on top of it.
And the magazine is still alive. Everything's still, everything's alive. The website, the podcast, we're good to go. And I think we're going to be doing really well here with this, with our new operator. So,
oh, that's important. But, now, how are you doing? Yeah. Otherwise, you've been good?
I've been good. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's funny that I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm just thinking about it. I have to say, 2 weeks where I couldn't write a column, do a podcast, when you're used to getting your opinions out there.
Oh, I tried.
That's rough. Yeah, I mean, that's rough. The tournament started. This all happened the first day of the NCAA tournament, basically. It was the first day I got shut down. So
March 16th. Yeah, that's a big day. I felt a little the same way here when I was off the baseball, you know, when I had a few big issues in baseball. You know, you're trained to want to have, as you said, you hit it right ahead, platforms. You got a platform here. You want to say something and, you know, have no place to say it. You know, I go to Anguilla. I got 9 days. I'm in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean. And as a result, I don't have anybody sitting there listening to what I have to say. So I do understand that. It is an adjustment. You and I one day are going to have to deal with that because one of these years they're not going to want us. You got to deal with it in a busy time of the year in a 2 week period. You know, baseball is right around the corner. You got the NCAA. You got golf. You got the TPC. You got things happening and you can't talk. That would drive me crazy.
I was one of the things that pissed me off the most was I couldn't bash baseball for the atrocious setup for opening day, playing games a week and a half beforehand.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And the Yankees went on opening day. I get all fired up. Soto, I'm all pumped up. The next day is that Friday night. You have two tournament games. Yankees, let me do 3 straight hours of flipping around. Just want to flip around for 3 hours. And they're on goddamn Apple TV.
Yeah, baseball. I noticed that. I mean, you know, we've discussed this, you and I, that maybe you boycott those games on the Apple TV.
I don't watch them on Apple TV. I will not.
I went to go look, too. You know, the Dodgers play the Yankees this year at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
It's a weekend series, Friday night, Apple TV. And that's going to be, who knows? It's in the middle of the summer. I mean, Yankees and Dodgers at Yankee Stadium with Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman on a Friday night, I believe it's when Cole would return. And in fact, it's going to drive us crazy. You know, and you would stick with it and not be able to switch anywhere else or just say, you know what, my little boycott.
But that Friday night's perfect with two tournament games and the Yankees. Just flip, you know, flip.
Yes, and that was the first day of the tournament too, so you're in good shape. No, it was last weekend. So it was Sweet 16. Yeah, perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
And here's what kills me about it. I love baseball, and nobody loves baseball more than you. There is not a human being on the face of the earth that loves baseball more than you. And they do this to us. You know, I feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like baseball almost thinks, okay, well, the NFL does this, the NBA does this, so we have to. No, you don't, just because the NFL's doing it, you don't have to do it. This whole thing with the streaming, the NFL can do whatever they want. They could put a game on at 3 a.m. and make you have to put tinfoil over your TV to watch, and you're going to do it. The NFL, every game means something. There's only 16 regular season games. I can easily blow off the second MLB game of the season.
I agree.
And I don't know why baseball doesn't understand this.
What'd they get? $595 million for 7 years from Apple?
Was that what? Yeah. No, I don't think. Well, I don't
for
know
seven
what the
years,
Apple
so
deal was.
So $500 million divided by seven. So they get about basically 90 million a year. That makes about sense. Right. That's about right. And so 90, that's $3 million per team. I knew the one who told me no longer on Peacock. So the Peacock thing is out. I don't like it either. I'm with you. I hate the NFL first game of the year with the Eagles being down in Sao Paulo. That drives me crazy too. And I don't like the Amazon on the playoff game on Amazon. I'm not in love with that. But as you said, you will put up with it because obviously it's football. They only play 17 or 18 games.
Right.
So when you miss a baseball game out of 162, it's not a big deal. You miss a football game out of 16, 17, it feels like a much, it's like missing 10 baseball games. So it does bother you. So I understand your point. I get it.
Let me go to this here with baseball since we're on it. Ohtani. I don't even want to get into Ohtani specifically because I don't think he bet on baseball. And if he's betting on other sports, I don't really care. But what Ohtani did, and then a few days later, we had the story about the NBA guy who they thought maybe was involved with some prop bet stuff. Are we headed for something really, really bad in the gambling legalization here? I mean, listen, I don't care. I have a very selfish attitude about this. My attitude is I like to bet. Let me bet. Leave me alone. I don't care what happens. I'm being honest. That's how I feel. And I know people want to do doom and gloom. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. But it does feel like we are headed for something bad here.
Well, I think the issue is it's not so much the athletes themselves. They make so much money. The issue might be these hanger-ons. You know, in this case, I mean, it isn't true. I don't believe that the translator in Ohtani's case stole his passwords and wired $4.5 million of money to the bookie without Ohtani knowing about it. So I think that's a bunch of nonsense. But, you know, the fact that a guy was able to get in that kind of hot water, let's eliminate the amount, would make you think, well, geez, I've lost all these other sports. The one thing I can get a little help with was the baseball. Let me ask Ohtani if his starting pitcher's got a sore arm or not. So I think it really has more to do with the periphery than it does with the big star, because I guess the baseball, the football, with all the hangers-on, you know, you wonder with injuries in football that maybe some information gets passed from a guy making bets because he's got some info on a left tackle who can't play this week, who's on one leg, you know, that who's not properly listed on the injury report. You know, it's that kind of thing. So I think it's more of, Jimmy, the people who are around the game and part of the entourages of these athletes than it is per se with the athletes. I did not follow the NBA case too well. I don't know that much about Porter. I know I'm with you 1,000%. No way Ohtani bet on the baseball. I agree. Now, I do think it was his bets. I don't think that Ohtani, I don't think this guy, no bookie in America is going to let some guy making $250,000 a year get $4.5 million in debt. That is not going to happen. It's a big bookie in Southern California. A guy calls him up to make bets and gets $5 million in a hole. He's not going to wonder what's going on or look to collect unless he knows that the kid is backed by somebody. So that is where I don't pay any attention to the Ohtani camp.
Right.
Well, this is grand theft. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Right.
But I do think, and I don't think Ohtani was betting on baseball, 1,000%. Right. I think Ohtani was helping a friend. And you can make an argument there. That's a nice gesture. Guy's in debt. Shohei, I need help. He's not happy. All right. Yeah. What's $5 million to him? He's worth billions. He gives the $5 million up. So I think that's what that's about.
Right.
But I think it's the periphery guy, Jimmy, that they're concerned about.
So I think, and I agree with you. I wonder, the one area I might worry about is a ref or an ump.
Yes, I agree.
I think
we saw Donaghy with the NBA.
Right, Tim Donaghy. Yeah. Players are not going to do it.
They got too much to lose and they're making too much money. How much money can you make? Why would a player making $10 million a year bet $1,500 unless he's just having fun, bet $1,500 on the Angels? Oh, he wouldn't do it. He'd be stupid.
Like what?
But he knows
like
the rules are so firm.
Right. There was nothing wrong with what Calvin Ridley did.
Guys, no, absolutely. And I totally agree.
Totally. You know, I was a bad host because I was all fired up. You came on. I didn't mention that Dog is on Sirius XM Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. He's got High Heat on the MLB Network every day at 11 a.m. He's got First Take, which we got to get into once a week. So let me get all those plugs in. Now, I know. Yeah. Now, wait, let me see. Let me see if I can get something here. I know I wasn't happy. You gave some news to someone else that you re-signed at First Take.
Well, I gave some news because that was Mike McCarthy.
Right.
And he came up to me at the Super Bowl on that Thursday and he just asked me and I just blurted it out. That was not a, okay, let me give this to Mike McCarthy instead of my fifth son. That was
how many years did you re-sign for with First Take?
Two. I'll give you that.
That's it. Now, what's going on with Sirius XM? Because you've been talking for months about what we're going to do here.
Well, you know, I have to admit, I got a little respite with the MLB because remember, there was no MLB High Heat show from December 22nd until March 25th. So I've done that show for 10 years. That is the first time in the 10 that I did not do the show in the wintertime. Did you know that? I did know that show. You knew that. Not everybody knows, but you do.
Right.
I have done that show. You know, I was contracted to do 220 shows a year. So I did that show every day, essentially, in the wintertime. You know, I was off maybe a couple of holidays, but took a week off. But I did that show in the wintertime. This is the first year that I know they didn't pay me, but this is the first year when I didn't do it. So as a result, it gave me a little break. As you said, I missed it at times, but I didn't have to work first thing in the morning. I only had the radio show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon once a week going to the city for a first take. So you'd be amazed when you don't have to get up to do the, you know, because if it's 11 a.m., I got to get up at 7 o'clock. I got a meeting at 8 o'clock. I got to get the hair done and I got to do this. I got to talk to Alana, make sure we're on the same page, that kind of stuff. I didn't have to do that for 3 months. So it actually gave me a little bit of a respite. Now that it's back in the first 2 weeks, I've been really into it. So hopefully that will maintain itself throughout the course of the year. As far as the serious thing is concerned, I don't really have a lot to tell you. Contract is, you know, it's up sometime late in the summer. And I would think we'd reach some sort of understanding, but I can't say that those discussions have taken place as we speak. So, you know, when it's 5 months away, yeah, Sirius usually waits a while before they renew things. So we shall see.
I thought it was up way sooner than that from the way you were talking.
I think it's August. I don't even know the date. That tells you how lost I am. Don't even know the date. And I know when I did the first take, I did an extra year at Sirius. I think I told you this because, you know, they were, Christian, we're giving you, letting you do first take. What are you going to give us? So I gave him an extra year. Well, that year is now up. So I'm not exactly sure where I would be shocked if something did not work out with Sirius, but you know, it's a negotiation. Who knows?
Yeah. Just make sure you're back.
On the radio.
You can't leave the radio.
But the first take thing is an easy one. How do I know? It's 2 years.
Once a week.
I got to do it. I got to do it. And they're good to me. You know, those guys are good to me. And ESPN's good to me. So I do it.
I felt like there was a rocky start for you, but I feel like all those guys now, they get you. Orlovsky, Reddick.
I had a rocky start at JJ with Reddick, as you know, where I said something I should have used better words to explain what I was trying to say about Draymond Green. He labeled it, which gets me in trouble. And as a result, I got killed for 2 or 3 days. So I learned to be careful of how to say what I'm trying to say and do it in a quote unquote diplomatic way. But outside of that hiccup, which is 2 years ago now, and my wife was upset, says, Chris, I told you not to do this stupid show. But, you know, I said, honey, I understand. I got to do a better job with it. So since then, it's been a home run. And there's no argument. Yep. They've been great to me. I can't make any. He's been great to me. So from that standpoint, I like going. The worst part about it is the commute. It's a pain in the neck to get to Lower Manhattan on a Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock. Other than that, I love it. It's fun. Yeah. He's fun. It's better when he's there, when he's on the remote in LA, because he's got so much to do with the NBA countdown and all the other, you know, he plays the brick in General Hospital and all that. So when he's got to go to LA for those other things, and he has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do the show. He has to meeting at 4:30. Then he's got to be ready to go at 7. When he's on the West Coast and he's on a monitor, it's harder. It's harder. Yeah. I'm sitting here with Molly and I'm trying to get something out of him. It's harder. When he's in New York, it's great.
You're not in the social media world, but I know you hear about it from Eddie, from me, from probably your son, Colin. You get, everyone gives you the information of what's going on. Are you even a little surprised how every single week something you say makes news, makes headlines, gets picked up?
Yeah, I mean, I asked Eddie on Wednesday, feed the pig, Eddie, find me some stuff. Find me some stuff on, you know, on Twitter, you know, after I did the mad abouts. That's, you know, so.
Right, right.
And Shaq's mad at me now because of the ranking of the centers and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm aware of it. I don't search for it myself, but I am aware of it. You know, I think there's a couple things with it. Number one, you know, I don't know. You know, the MLB Network is a niche audience. SiriusXM, you know, it's radio. It's a different medium in 2024. They hear the radio on the snippets. So I don't know how many people out there outside of my loyal fandom is sitting here listening to 3 hours, but they watch First Take. Number one, First Take has a unbelievable social media presence. They get if you get in that washing machine of ESPN, they get it out. It's on your app. It's here. It's there. If you say something that they think can get clicks, they're going to get it out there. The other avenues or the other issues that I work, they don't have the manpower, the wherewithal, right, whatever the case, to get those clicks. ESPN can.
ESPN is a behemoth.
So if I say something on ESPN, yeah, and I think it's goofy and people are going to get into it, I know that ESPN is going to get that out there, yeah, and that's where these clicks come from.
Now, Shaq said he was going to kick your ass, right?
Yeah, Shaq's mad. And I haven't ever spoken to Shaq. I've had him on the air a couple of times on FAN, right, but I've never had him on. He's mad because he's mad at two things. One, in the centers, I put Moses Malone ahead of him all time. And then two, I wondered on First Take, this is both First Take, I did it on Sirius, but I did it on First Take, which he's where he probably heard about it. I did it on First Take, and on First Take, I said, what are the Orlando Magic doing? He left after 4 years. They didn't win a championship. Right. They retired his number, and that probably got back to him too, which also annoyed him. So you got the back-to-back with Shaq that got him ticked off. I tell you, I got a lot of pressure on me, though, on those Wednesdays, Jimmy, with those what I'm mad abouts. Because it's almost like I have to go out there. It's like my whole appearance on Wednesdays is on that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
My job on Wednesday is to give a good 10 minutes at 11:30 because that's what people, they seem to look forward to that. All right, what is Russo's going to scream about today? Look at the camera, strike me down, you know, all the things that I do. And it's almost like I could say I could be great for an hour and 45 minutes. And if I'm lousy with that 10 minutes, I've not been successful. So it's almost like I got more pressure on that 10-minute segment.
I would have thought that segment's fairly easy from the standpoint of, since you only do it once a week, it's probably easy to come up with three things.
That's fair. It's easier in the football season than it is now.
Right, right.
But it is easy. But to be good, I have to actually be mad about it.
Right.
No, I can't be in a situation where I'm creating emotion. I have to be, as a sports fan, and like with the McNeil slide with Hoskins, you know, that bothered me, him getting so upset.
Right.
That makes for a better segment. Sure, right. I can act it out, and I have. Sure, I can embellish it. Sure, I can come up with something just to fill 3 minutes. But for that segment to be really good, I need good content.
Right.
And,
but I also think
I know it's hard to get it all the time.
Yeah. But I think with that segment, too, I know for me, I like, too, when it's a little bit not – straightforward, a sport. Like, I liked when you did the MLB uniforms.
Yes.
Like, stuff like that is always good.
Yeah, I did the Europe thing.
Why you hate Christmas?
Yeah, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving nonsense, the Delta Airlines getting on the plane that 1 year.
Those are the best ones.
Those are the best ones. And, because that's real life. That's real life. But I still enjoy doing it, and he's the best. He's good to me.
You mentioned about First Take can get stuff out there. Maybe it's a little more difficult for SiriusXM, but I want to give SiriusXM credit for one thing. They deserve a lot of credit because they came out with a revamped app. It was awful. People went nuts like me, and they fixed it, and the app is great again. A lot of companies won't listen to the audience and the fan base like that. So I give Sirius a lot of credit. Now we can rewind. I can find your clips when you go crazy and say something wacky. So I am very happy Sirius got the app fix. That was very important.
The fans spoke there, and you were a leader of that. And, you know, I don't know enough about the apps to really get involved in it.
Right.
But I was the messenger, and you're 100% right. That app was important to SiriusXM, and they got the thing fixed. Hey, listen, I'm a radio guy at heart. I love Sirius. They've been good to me for 15 years. I went to go see the Mel Karmazin movie. You didn't know about this, probably. His son did a movie on Mel that was shown at the Paley Center a couple weeks ago. I made sure it was an hour and 48 minutes. It was very good. And he brought me to Sirius. So that, I mean, listen, I've been there for, you know, I've almost been at Sirius now as long as I've been at FAN. People don't realize that. 19 years with Mike and 15 years at Sirius. And speaking of Mike, horrific job by me. Because Mike just had a big birthday. Did you know this?
I did know that. Yeah, I saw it on Twitter that day. Yeah.
March 20th, Pat Riley's birthday as well. Mike turned 70. And like an idiot, you know, it totally slipped my mind. And I didn't want to do it 3 days after the fact. So I know he pays close attention to you. So as a result, a belated happy birthday to the big guy.
So I didn't know. I don't think he pays attention to me. But wait, did you? So there was no text involved that day.
No, usually I do. That's what I would. You know, usually I would send him something. I for whatever the reason, March 20th. I don't know what I was doing.
Did he,
in New York? I forgot.
Did he text you on your last birthday?
No, I didn't have a big birthday. No, he did not. But he has in the past. He did not on my last one. Right. But that's not the reason why I shouldn't have or didn't on his. That's a big birthday, you know, and I needed to do that. That was a terrible job. So to you, he'll get wind of this because you do a wonderful job. It's a month old or 2 weeks old. Maybe I was wrapped up in the NCAA tournament. Wasn't that the first? That was Wednesday. March 20th is Wednesday. I needed to say happy birthday to Mike. That's a terrible job. Go ahead.
I love that your excuse for not texting a happy birthday is the NCAA tournament.
It was a Wednesday, so I can't even use that as an excuse because that was the play-in thing. His birthday was a Wednesday this year. Thursday was the first day. So I can't even use that as an excuse that I was wrapped up with 16 games because it was only 2 games that day.
All right, here's what we're going to do because I know you have a show to do. I'm going to just throw out some random topics. I want to just get you to tell me what you think, and we'll just go sort of like rapid fire.
Take your time.
I'm going to start with a weird one. I'm going to start with a weird one, but it's up your alley. Have you ever interviewed on The Fan or on SiriusXM Bob Uecker?
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, they made a big deal about him on opening day this week in Milwaukee because I think he's 90. And he's a guy that does not do a lot of interviews at all. I actually tried to get him on this podcast a couple of years ago. I emailed the Brewers. They wrote back in 1 second, no. And like, that was it.
Wow.
I feel like that's a guy, and you're a baseball guy, so I want your opinion. Like, who does not get the credit for being that iconic local, you know, the Harry Carries, the John Sterlings, the Vin Scullies. He should be in that category, right?
That's a very fair point. You know, Bud gave him the job in the mid-70s because remember, he didn't do the, you know, they came from Seattle in 1970. So this is his 46th year. So I think in 77, 78 is when he became the voice of the Brewers. He only does the home games. He had a great line with their home opener 2 days ago. He said, geez, where the hell were you when I was in my playing days at the Ovation, which is perfect, Uecker. I went to a Joe Torre dinner 1 year, the Safe at Home, and Uecker was the guy, and Costas and Uecker did sort of a one-on-one together. It was unbelievably funny. I mean, he's very funny. I've had him on High Heat. I have not had him on the radio. I've had him on the High Heat 2 or 3 times. He's very funny. He does the home games with the Brewers. You know, he's 90 years old. He's in excellent shape. You know, he missed the Belvedere. Yeah. I don't know how many years he did that, but he did that for a lot of years, correct? He did the a lot of the baseball game. He did the baseball network stuff. He did plenty of that. He did World Series games.
Big talk show guy in the 80s too. Johnny Carson, all that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Good job. Yeah. He must have done a million Carsons. Yeah. That's a very good point. I don't know how many. We can look it up. He had to go on Carson 20, 25 times. That's what a guy Carson would like because he's so funny. He's dead funny. Yes, I did see that. I'm a big Uecker fan. Had him on a couple times on High Heat.
NCAA tournament. You know, it strikes, you know, I feel this way sort of about CBS with the NFL, but it strikes me during the tournament, CBS is, their roster of play-by-play people is pretty great. They had Nance. Ian, I know you don't like him, but you're wrong. Harlan. Catalan is outstanding.
Very good.
Even Brad Nessler, Spiro. Like, you watch those games, you don't have to worry about the announcers being bad. Like, they have, from top to bottom, they are great.
I'll give you two. First off, that Nessler Hayward thing was a much – they had those two games all by themselves that day because they were in Salt Lake City. And they were at the 12-15 and the 225. They had those two games. That would have been they did Dayton in Arizona, and the other game was Gonzaga, Kansas. Right. And they did an excellent job with those two. I agree with you. And I'll tell you, Stan Van Gundy's great.
Yes.
He is great. I mean, and he makes Bonner, him and Bonner work well together. Harlan's with that crew. Stan is, he's great. He really is great. But you're right. Lapis is good. I mean, they got a lot of good teams. And Ian is fit like a glove. He's been right in there. He's had him and Rapp going back. They've done a great job. It's an excellent, there's excellent depth there. 100%.
Everyone likes to say no one watches the games for the announcers. I can tell you, I'm leaving a game on longer when it's Ian and Raftery. I mean, they are so good. It's not even funny.
They work. They've done a lot of games together with the old Nets. Rapp is so easy. He's like an old shoe. I mean, he's so good. And Ian is excellent with this. I know. Yeah. And it's funny, Catalan and Lapis had the best brackets.
Great. Yeah.
You know, they had the Pittsburgh brackets early, which meant that they had Kentucky losing, and they had the Oregon Creighton double overtime, and they had NC State and Oakland overtime, and then they had the bracket in Detroit, and they had the Purdue Tennessee game. So they really had, and Tennessee Creighton. So they actually, sometimes it's lucky if you get the good games. I ain't got lousy games. Ian did not get good games.
Right, yeah.
He got UConn killing
someone in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, he got him killed James Madison by 40 points. Yeah. They did not get, and the North Carolina State Duke game was not a good game. They have not gotten the great games. A lot of it is if you're in the right bracket where that happens to be where the good games are. But you're right, good depth all the way around. I'm with you.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be hurt this weekend because the games are on CBS. You know this better than me. They're going to lose 30% of their audience on CBS.
Absolutely.
The CBS. Is it 30%? Is that about the right number?
And here's the thing, too. I think you can get away with a small dip if you go from CBS to ESPN. You know, we just saw the women with the 12.3 million. TBS, it's different. No one thinks of TBS as a college basketball network. They show no games at all during the regular season. When you think college basketball, TBS is not in your brain at all. Plus, you know, again, the people who are 35 and under, nobody has cable. So you need the TBS app to stream it. It's not like, here's the thing. If you're under 35, everybody has the ESPN app to go stream it. You have Paramount to stream this. TBS, it's not in
interesting.
That
you would know on that better level than me. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So they will not do as well this weekend. And I'll tell you right now, if they get a UConn Purdue game, that's a great championship game.
Yeah.
You got the defending champ. People know who UConn is. They won five titles. Purdue out of the Big Ten. And they got Edie, who's 7'4". That is a very good final on Monday night. Now watch them get NC State, Alabama. But that's a very good final. That's a very good
NC State, Alabama on TBS. That could be ugly.
That's a tough rating. It's a good point.
Yeah. I have a little bone to pick with you. I was upset on Wednesday's First Take that you didn't stay around for the Cody Rhodes interview. And I'm going to tell you why.
They gave me the choice.
I know you're not a wrestling guy. I know you're not a wrestling guy. I get. But here's why. But let me tell you something. Anytime they have a wrestler on, you should stay for the interview, and I'll tell you why. You know how you are obsessed with people's travel schedules? Ask one of these guys about their travel schedule.
Oh,
really? They're home. They're only home in their houses one day a week, basically. They do shows.
They're bouncing around that much, huh?
They will have better travel stories for you than any athlete you can imagine. They're in, you know, Houston one night, North Carolina the next night, Madison Square Garden. I mean, they fly overseas. I was going to even give you a heads up when I heard that guy was going to be on. Anytime those guys are on, ask them about their travel, you will be blown away.
Wow, fascinating. And that was, they said, Chris, you do what you want. You want to stay? I said, you know what? I don't know that much about it. Steven's into it. Let me leave. If I would have known that beforehand, I would have stayed. That was a Chris Russo call, not ESPN. Go ahead.
So you won't be locked into Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns and The Rock.
What is that? This weekend, right?
Yeah, Saturday. It got so big, they do it two nights now. They do it Saturday and Sunday.
They do two nights.
At Lincoln Stadium in Philadelphia.
By the way, I haven't had him on yet. I'm reading a good book, Real Hoosiers. It's a Jack McCallum wrote it. It's
Jack is
about
the best.
Oscar Robertson, mid-50s, high school, Indianapolis. And he did a chapter on the Hoosier myths with the movie. Would you like me to give you one?
Sure, because I don't like that movie. I'm like the only person.
Oh, you don't like that movie?
Here's the thing. Hoosiers, Rudy, when they go over with the hokiness, the over the top is so
I love the
sappy
movie. You don't like Hoosiers? Oh my God, I love that. Anyway,
I know, everyone does. I know. I'm in the minority.
I'll give you one that's interesting. Norman Dale, played by Hackman. Right. Great movie. Norman Dale, the real Norman Dale, was 24 years old.
Really?
Hackman was what in the movie? He was a redemption coach. He got thrown out. He was 50 years old.
Right.
24
right.
years old.
That's taking too many liberties.
That's taking some liberties, yeah.
Will you lend that book to J.J. Redick, a book on Oscar Robinson?
I'm going to tell you something that's interesting. I lent the book. I told Dominic Foxworth, First Take. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
I gave him a Lombardi book, read it, loved it. He had, you know, the great Lombardi book by Marinus.
Yeah, yeah.
So he asked me about 2 weeks ago. He said, you got a book for me? I said, I haven't read it yet, but I guarantee he'll do a great job. Read The Real Hoosiers. Get that. He gets on his phone. He orders it on Amazon. I'm in the Caribbean. It came out March 5th. I'm in the Caribbean. He texts me. What a call. This is an unbelievable book. So I gave the book to Foxworth. That's a book he's not going to, you know, necessarily. It's basketball. And he loves it. It knocks you over the head with racism, as it should. So you got to, you know, Ku Klux Klan, basketball in Indianapolis. You know, his point is this. Indiana is not a northern state, and it's not a southern state. It's kind of in the middle.
Right.
So
it goes back to Magic and Bird and their relationship.
So it's a lot. You know, they didn't let the black teams play in the Indiana State tournament until 1944.
Right.
Things like that. It's very good. Anyway, I threw it out there because I'm a McAdam, as you know,
I got
the best son.
Jack is great. I know you talked about it on your show. Did you watch the whole Patriots thing on Apple?
I got three to go.
It's amazing the backlash. Like,
what don't you like about it?
I didn't watch it because I thought it was going to be 10 episodes of just the Patriots are great. But everything I'm reading is everyone saying it's all negative. They killed Belichick the whole way. Now, I didn't watch it.
They killed Belichick the whole show.
So can you explain this to me? Just explain one thing to me. How do you win 8 million Super Bowls and you're killing the coach?
Well, they're killing a coach on a variety. They kill him with Spygate. Basically, Jonathan Kraft goes on there and says that Bill did not want to cut Aaron Hernandez when he was arrested for murder.
I'm sure they're going to get
all over him with the Brady thing. I haven't gotten to that part yet. But Belichick gets, you know, he wipes his hands of the Deflategate. So they get on him for that. Right. And, you know, and Belichick doesn't help himself. He's on camera. Half the things he doesn't even comment on. So that makes it very, very difficult.
He won a million Super Bowls for them.
Listen, I think he's a great coach, too. I would say this. If you were Belichick and you watched it, you would not be happy.
Right. And that's the guy won all those Super Bowls for that organization.
And, you know, Bledsoe is on him because he didn't give him his job back after he got hurt with the Mo Lewis hit. That's in there, too. It was the right call by Belichick.
Of course.
But that's in there, too. They won a Super Bowl that year. So there's a lot of little things like that. I could see if you're Kraft, or I guess he was quoted at the owners' meeting saying that he thought it was very negative.
Yeah.
But if you make it so positive,
they also had Devin McCourty and Rodney Harrison say they spoke for hours and only pulled the negative stuff and didn't use any of the positive stuff.
I did see that. I did see the quotes.
Yeah.
I did see the quotes. Yeah. I mean, I could see a person in Patriot land wanting more of a loving portrayal, and it's a little bit more 50-50. I agree with that.
Brady will be great on Fox when the NFL season starts.
You think he will be?
Because I listened to him on that SiriusXM show with Jim Gray. He's going to give you stuff you don't get from other analysts. He's going to be good. I'm telling you.
Is he going to be critical of a quarterback who's playing poorly?
Oh, yeah. He was killing the quarterbacks this year. You know, that's what really – so there was something had happened where a receiver got hurt on a pass where, you know, the pass was way ahead of the receiver. He lays out to catch it. DB comes and knocks the receiver into next Tuesday. And Brady ripped the quarterback and said, the quarterback's not learning how to throw where you protect your receivers and not get your receivers hurt. I'm telling you, people are going to be surprised by Brady.
Very good. Olsen is going to be with Joe Davis. Is that the deal?
As of now, I don't know how long that's going to last because he wants to be a number one guy. Well, the problem is there's no number one jobs.
Where is he going to go to be the number one guy? He can't go to CBS. Romo's there forever. Right. Aikman's going nowhere. I mean, he wants to go to Amazon and replace Herb Street. Where is he going to go to be the number one guy?
I think the only option maybe is NBC at some point. Because they already blew out Al.
He's not doing the games next year on Amazon?
No, I'm NBC. NBC blew out Al.
Okay.
They got rid of Al. So maybe now they go completely fresh booth in any year. Because I think if you take all the analysts, the oldest one, I think, is Olsen. I mean, it's Collinsworth. It's Collinsworth. He's older than Herb Street, Romo.
Collinsworth can't last there forever.
Right.
Would NBC, I don't know if they believe Jason Garrett is the heir apparent.
Not if you could get Greg Olsen.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that is possible. And now I don't know what the Collinsworth, I don't think Collinsworth's quitting anytime soon, is he?
I don't think so either. But I think when that contract is up, if Greg Olsen, because Greg Olsen has an out that he can leave if he can be a number one broadcaster somewhere.
I'm sure
so,
he does.
Like you said, can't go to CBS. Romo's is there for, maybe Herb Street gets tired of two games a week and he stops doing Amazon in a year.
Amazon, that's not what you want to do if you're him. Amazon on Thursday nights? No.
All right, let's end it with this. I assume you're not a Curb Your Enthusiasm watcher.
No, I'm not. I didn't see Springsteen.
How many people hit you up about Springsteen?
Oh, on that show, a lot. Eddie Erickson, our producer, did too. I am not a Curb. I just don't watch it. So it's not like I'm not a fan. I just really have never gotten into it. But I heard he was excellent on there. Is that correct?
He was beyond excellent. He was in what I think was the... Ask Eddie. I think that was the greatest scene of this season.
Eddie's acknowledging you're right.
So you had banter between Larry and Bruce Springsteen.
And Bruce is playing himself, right?
Yes. Larry says to him, can I call you boss in the scene? So there's great banter. So the setup of the scene is Larry was in a restaurant. It had an A rating. And while he's eating there, they switched it to a C rating. And he's telling Springsteen about it. And Springsteen's like, I would eat in a B restaurant. And Bruce is like, the boss would eat in a B? Wait, can I call you boss? And Springsteen was funny. Then someone comes into the scene this is in the show. He worked with Larry on Seinfeld, but he transitioned. When he was with Seinfeld, him and Larry were having relations when he was a woman. Now he's a man, and Bruce is there for that whole banter. And then you have Jeff and the wife who's always yelling at Larry, picking on Larry with Bruce. Bruce was in two big scenes. Probably had about, I'd say he had 8 to 10 minutes total. Larry gives Bruce COVID and then Bruce has to cancel shows. That's part of the storyline.
Oh yeah. I did hear it was excellent. I did not see it. I'm into the Manhunt series right now on Apple Plus, but
right.
I did not see that. But Eddie did tell me he was excellent on a show. Excellent.
Even if you don't watch Curb, it's a half hour. You could watch as a standalone you should watch it just to see how natural Bruce was. Bruce was hilarious.
I'll do
hilarious.
That. Eddie said the same thing. That was the first thing he told me. Eddie said the same thing.
All right, I'll let you go.
So the most important thing is this podcast is back up and running. Is that correct?
Back up and running. And we are approaching episode number 500 in a couple of months.
Wow, pretty good for you. You've had a hell
I'd
of
like
a
to try to.
Had a hell
I know,
of a
I'd like to. I want to get Brady. That's who I'm trying to get.
I don't see. You got to talk to Jim Gray about it.
I mean, I can't have Jim Gray say to Tom, can you go on with this guy? You know.
No, I mean, he can get you a number to get a hold of.
Oh, I have a person. I have a person.
Peter
you helped
King
me with Barkley.
Did you get
Barkley
Peter King on after he announced his retirement?
I did. He did so many interviews. I did not get him. I had three guests in 2023 for the first time who I never had on.
Oh, Barkley.
Barkley. McAfee and Bill Simmons.
That's three good ones.
Yeah.
Three actors.
So from the sports world, I'm not sure who I haven't had on that. Like, I think, Brady's going to be the number one analyst for Fox. He's the guy to get on.
That's a very good. You get Brady, that's a home run.
Right.
That's a home run. I've never had him on radio.
Yeah. Well,
not
you
here.
Know what really?
I had him on FAN once, but not here.
What really made me want to get him was when he did like that 3-hour interview during COVID on Howard.
Oh, he was great. He was
unbelievable. Yeah.
Excellent spot there. Excellent spot. I'm trying to think if The NBA is coming up. You can do some NBA stuff, right?
Yeah, I've had, you know,
Breen's did you, have you had Redick on? Have you had Redick on?
No, I've tried, but JJ has not come through yet.
How about Doris Burke?
Doris, I've had on. I'll have her on again.
Breeny?
I've had her on. Breen, I've had on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's great to have you back in the mix, Jimmy.
Well, definitely. I appreciate it. Important. I appreciate it. I'm very lucky. Only missed 1 week, but like you know, like we said at the top, boy, you want to get something happens. You just want to get out there and
yeah. You want to get your if you're a good broadcaster and you're a good sports guy, you want to get your opinions out there.
I do it on Twitter, but here's the thing: if you do it on Twitter, you always have someone coming back and disagreeing with you. If I write it in my column, I put it out there, and I don't have to deal with any of the crazies.
You don't have to deal with the naysayers. That's a very good
point. I posted Sterling's home run call for Alex Verdugo yesterday.
Oh, was it good? I didn't hear it.
It wasn't great. He did Alex the Great.
He's done that before with A-Rod.
Well, that was an A-bomb for me. But and
someone that was A-bomb from A-Rod, right?
Yeah, someone wrote back right away, like, Sterling's terrible. I can't believe you think he's the good. You know, I'm not playing that game.
I heard him with the Soto stuff when Soto got big hits. Yes. He was funny with Soto. You know, all of a sudden, John Sterling, as he was in the other league, all of a sudden, John Sterling has discovered Juan Soto. And for the first time, he realizes, wow, this guy is great. John, he won a world championship for crying out loud. And he's picked up on it. It's funny.
It's hard to pay attention to every team if you're...
That's true.
You know, Susan knows the other teams because you hear her break it down in the game. Susan knows the other teams.
Well, she does the work before the game. She goes down and talks to the players and the managers and all those kinds of things.
But I like any Sterling home run call where he sings. So we got a little singing with Juan Soto.
So Verdugo, so he did make this first road trip. He went to Houston and Phoenix. Is that always
and Arizona. I know.
That's what I meant.
Know.
Houston and Arizona. He's not going to go. He doesn't go on all the road trips now.
I know. I don't like losing the. You know, I don't like these guys slowing down. It's like you got to stay serious. That's the other thing. You know, going back to how about Raftery doing all these games?
Oh, and you know, he's 80. No, he's 80.
He has lost nothing.
Nothing
off his fastball.
No, nothing. I agree. He's still very. I mean, he's doing it for 40 years. Have you had him on? By the way,
I don't know. I had him on way before we did it on Zoom. I had him on once.
He's hard to get.
Well, that's it. You know, with doing them on Zoom, sometimes some of the older people, you know, I don't want to sound like an ageist, but they don't might not know.
But
the
that's
technology.
Why I get Eddie up here to set up the Zoom for me because I wouldn't know how to do it. So Eddie, come.
You're a mess. You're a mess. Have you had any? We ever have you had a technological disaster recently?
Have I, Eddie? Oh yes, Apple Play in my car. I use BMW. I couldn't get the damn Apple thing to work. I was so bad when the clock changed. I couldn't even get the clock working on daylight savings. I said, Eddie, you got to help me here. And so Eddie came up one day, finally fixed the glitches of the CarPlay. And Eddie, by the way, it's been working well lately. And he fixed the time in the right-hand corner because I didn't know how to move the clock. So that was my technological disaster in the last couple of days. Well, really, last couple of weeks. I was so frustrated that I was listening to my music on my phone, which is not the same. I finally got the damn thing fixed.
Is Eddie writing a book? Your biggest fear in life?
Eddie, are you writing a book? No, Eddie. You know, Eddie is still. You know, he's been with me now about 10 years, Eddie. But with me 10 years, I was with Mike before that. Eddie's had a big career. And he's always been close to Mike, and now he's close to me. So there you go.
So if you're home 9 o'clock at night and you need to find a channel or the satellite's not working or there's something.
My wife
working,
or if one of my kids is home.
Then Eddie. Eddie's third?
It's hard for me to call Eddie when he's in Massapequa and I'm up here to direct me to how to use the remote. Right. I have in the past, but that never seems to work. So I'll get Jeannie to help me. And my daughter's home right now. Okay. And so Kira will help me. Patrick's pretty good at it when he's home, but I struggle with it. There's no question about it.
Are you out of the doghouse with Jeannie from when you made fun of her with the Super Bowl boxes?
Yes, that was funny. That was a good one. But I did that on first take. I bet with
that
my
was
guests,
a great one.
What a week I had. Yeah, I got out of the doghouse with that. She's been pretty good.
All right, good.
I've been okay with her. Been in good shape.
You told her the game ends. You told her the Super Bowl ends in a tie.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to the Masters next week. I'm looking forward to that.
I heard that. But you're not doing shows. Are you not allowed to do shows from there? Is that what it is?
I mean, I haven't even looked into it. But right. if you go to Augusta for the first time, they want to be running around finding a radio station 3 to 6 Friday afternoon. Let me enjoy the experience for 24 hours.
Well, you'll have great stories when you come back.
That I'm looking forward to it. So I'll go next.
That'll
time.
Be good.
Next
time. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Enjoy the Masters. Sirius XM, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 Eastern, First Take on Wednesdays, and Monday through Friday, MLB Network, High Heat, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Thanks, doggy.
You got it there, Jim.
All right, take it easy.
See you, buddy.
All right, my many, many thanks to Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Appreciate him coming on. Appreciate you guys for sticking with me and listening. And if you missed any recent episodes, we were off last week, but 2 weeks ago, we had Brian Curtis from The Ringer on. 3 weeks ago, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, Bob Lee from ESPN. All recent guests on SI Media with Jimmy Trainor. So subscribe to the podcast, dip into the archives, give those a listen. If you could rate and review on Apple, it would help tremendously, especially this week. We'll take any reviews we can get, rate the pod, subscribe to the pod. And thanks again for sticking with me. And we will see you next week, all right here on SI Media with Jimmy Trainor. Stay safe and take care.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.